Paramedic Ryan Ramsdell drives the Ford Explorer up to a single-story house not far from Reno's towering hotels and casinos. 68-year-old Earl Mays has congestive heart failure and chronic lung disease. He's waiting outside.
So how are you feeling today?
It's fluttering, like.
Yeah.
I can feel it today worse than usual.
I'm going to put you on the monitor just to look at your heart. Then I'll.
This isn't the typical way paramedics meet patients. Mays has a scheduled appointment. Ramsdell and other paramedics have visited Mays several times since he got out of the hospital recently. They check his vitals, do blood work, and make sure he's following his doctor's orders.
With these guys coming by and checking me all the time, it makes it so much better. It's saving me from going to the emergency room.
Ramsdell is part of an ambitious plan to overhaul the 911 system. The idea is to use specially trained paramedics to fill healthcare gaps and reduce unnecessary trips to the ER. Nevada is one of several states testing new models of emergency medicine. But long-term change won't be easy. There are rules on how paramedics practice and get paid. And Jim Goobel says the public has always been taught to do things one way.
People learned, and people do call 911. But now what we're discovering is not all of those 911 calls really are life or limb-threatening calls.
Goobels is the CEO of the Regional Emergency Medical Services Authority, which got a $9.8 million grant from the federal government for a pilot project. In addition to the paramedic home visits, ambulances started taking some 911 callers to detox or urgent care instead of the ER. And the agency gave residents with health questions another number to call.
Hi, this is the Nurse Healthline. My name is Diane. I'm a registered nurse. How can I help you?
She and another nurse sit side by side and field about 2,000 calls a month. The agency rolled out the new number with a marketing campaign. The message? 911 is only for emergencies. For everything else, call the Nurse Healthline.
And do you have any medical conditions?
An early evaluation shows the project as a whole has saved $5.5 million in fewer ER visits and hospital readmissions. Dr. Trudy Larson at the University of Nevada is heading the research on the changes in Reno's emergency medical services.
These EMS innovations really have shown a significant way to impact cost, improve quality, reduce readmissions.
Heart patient Earl Mays knows what it's like going in and out of the hospital. Last year, his lungs filled up with fluid.
I was breathing like a locomotive. I was just huffing and puffing. I was scared.
Mays lives alone with a miniature pincher named Chip. He grows tomatoes in a backyard garden, and he collects clocks. This morning, Ramsdell is checking Mays' blood pressure and listening to his lungs.
102 over 64, that's good.
Thank you.
Big breath for me, buddy. Sounds good.
No water?
No water.
Oh, thank God.
Nice and clear all the way through.
Mays likes that the paramedics are available 24/7 and in touch with his doctors. He's also learning how to stay healthier. As for Ramsdell, he's had to adjust to his new role.
We had always given somebody medicine and then we took them to the hospital. And now we had to kind of change to a whole different mindset.
But Ramsdell says keeping patients at home and healthy was a change he was glad to make. Anna Gorman, Capital Public Radio News.